Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Let me take a second to tell you about how much I love LaCroix sparkling water. I mean, my refrigerator is stocked full of it. It's a little embarrassing, but also like MTV Cribs. LaCroix has flavor, sparkle, and an innocent twist of zero calories, zero sweeteners, and zero sodium. All LaCroix flavors are confirmed to be derived from natural sources and natural fruit essences. The newest flavor is hibiscus. It's incredible. It's also just as good as other classic flavors like grapefruit, lime, and lemon. The hits keep on coming, and the LaCroix family also includes six LaCroix Curate flavors, including cherry lime, kiwi watermelon. They have fancy names, but I can't pronounce them because I'm basic. There's also newly added flavors to the Nicola theme, like coconut cola, mojito, and Sumatra coffee and cola. Ugh, so good. All of which contain no caffeine or alcohol. LaCroix Sparkling Waters and LaCroix Curate Sparkling Waters are gluten-free, vegan, kosher, and non-GMO, Whole30 approved, and environmentally friendly. LaCroix cans are perpetually sustainable and recyclable. It's so good. For more information, join the LaCroix community on social at LaCroix Water or check them out at www.lacroixwater.com.
Sometimes an on-screen romance can lead to an off-screen showmance.
How romantic.
Join former Glee stars and best friends Kevin McHale and Jenna Ushkowitz as they interview other dynamic duos and share stories about the highs and lows of friendship.
She's my best friend. I love you.
Right here on Showmance with Kevin and Jenna.
Welcome to Showmance.
What up, players?
How are you, Kevin?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah? Excited for Halloween?
I'm excited for Austin's cornbread and...
It's fall. It's officially fall.
Yeah, but he makes cornbread and chili.
I love cornbread and chili.
I was really worried because I don't like Halloween. I know people won't like that. I hate Halloween.
I think we've talked about
this. I hate scary movies, right?
Right.
But Austin's tradition is cornbread
That seems fair.
Yeah, because when we first started dating... And I found out that was his favorite holiday. I was like, oh, we've run into a problem.
Yeah.
Favorite genre of movie, scary movies. I'm like, oh, right. God, two strikes.
No.
He doesn't want to like go out to parties and dress up and stuff. He just wants to stay at home, watch a scary movie.
And make he's like one of those.
Homemade cornbread and chili. I'm like, all right, I can do that.
Well, I don't mind the cornbread and chili. I don't like the staying home watching scary movies. Even though it's interesting, though, right? Because I hate scary movies, don't like them, never watch them, but I love true crime.
I think because it's true.
Right?
I feel like maybe... Don't... I know this...
It really sounds so backwards.
But I mean, because, like, I feel like you don't want the jump scares. You don't want the... You
exactly.
want a factual trail of where are we going with this? I want to get to the bottom of something that's real, not like some poltergeist.
Yeah, I know. There's something to that. I don't enjoy true crime. Like, I don't enjoy hearing about these horrible things happening to people. But, like, I think it's so fascinating, the real stories that are out there, because we think they're never going to happen to us. And I'm, like, convinced it's going to happen to me one day, that I'm going to be, like, buried in a ditch.
No, Jenna.
And I would want these people, like true crime podcasters, to fight for me like they fight for these people to deserve to get the story.
No, I think we need to talk about more why you think you're going to end up in a ditch somewhere. What happened to you?
No, I'm just being realistic. Like, we think
being realistic,
these
no.
things don't happen to us, right? Like, you know, walking down the street and you get hit by a bus. Like, these things happen to real people.
No,
this
I
really
get it.
Happens.
I get that. I hear you. I enjoy your perspective and your keeping it 100.
The scary movie thing is like, I don't like the idea that these things could happen. Like, these things haven't happened, but they could happen. I don't like the unknown. I don't like that, like, in the middle thing of, like, you're writing about it, you could be manifesting it, this could actually happen. Like, what's that movie, like, the one day a year where, like, shit gets crazy and you can do whatever. Yeah. See, I don't like that shit. But, like, I don't mind hearing, like, a real story based on a real person.
Some serial killer.
For some crazy person out there who is going around slashing people. So, I don't know.
You need it based in facts.
Yeah.
In truth.
Totally.
Regardless of how freaky it is.
Exactly. Some of them are real freaky. Like, If you listen to 911 calls, they're really freaky.
I can't listen to 911 calls.
I get so freaked out. I'm laughing because like I'm uncomfortable because they're so weird.
I hate.
Yeah, I don't know. Like
usually, if there's a 911 call, I will fast forward through that.
Oh, I have to listen. I have to listen.
Why?
It's so creepy.
See, okay.
I gotta hear it. I gotta know how people react. I gotta know how people would say the thing. Like, I don't want to hear about it. I want to hear it.
I get that. You'd be such a good lawyer.
Like what do you want to be when criminal, you grow up, Jenna? I want to be a lawyer.
A criminal defense attorney.
Really?
Yeah. Because you could get into all that. I'd be too freaked out.
No, I think I like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I loved like 22 Hours because like they were a part of it and they like saw it all happen.
I like when you got me into Serial, I feel like that was an easy one because there wasn't some like it was bad and sad. But it was more about the, like, logistics and their personalities of, like, who's lying to who. Somebody knows something. Where it was more uncovering sort of, like, messiness and, like, triangulating where everybody was at this time and what actually happened. Where it wasn't so much about...
Less of the trauma.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of creepiness, and that's hard for me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very excited about next week's episode, Kevin.
Oh, me too.
It was actually, like, my favorite episode to record ever.
What? I
agree. Just because it's so different.
And I haven't stopped thinking about it.
Me neither.
To tell you the truth. And then after learning, I hope you guys listen next week because.
No, you have to listen next week. We do a true crime episode.
Yeah.
It's and all my dreams coming true.
And the thing is, since doing that and researching it and talking through it with you, I now see, like, what other. Or like what scary movies or other genre films like have taken from that story.
Right.
And things that are on TV and in the movies today.
Oh, interesting.
And it's an extremely influential piece of American
history. Crime history.
Horror history.
Y'all are going to really enjoy it, I think. It's really fun and spooky and creepy. And it's a true story, which I'm okay with, obviously. It's weird. I mean, it's weird, but you really have to decide for yourself, like, what you think. Like, there's so many different theories and conspiracies.
And I think it's a good bridge between the genre that you do like and sort of edging on a genre you don't like of there are things based in reality and fact that you can sort of get into, like, what actually happened when. And then there's the aspect of
paranormal.
A little paranormal, supernatural
stuff. I love the paranormal, though, too. I do like the paranormal, though. Side of it
because it's based in his
it's based in truth
and it's based like this did happen, these things are on record.
Yes.
I mean it happened in terms of somebody told the story,
right?
We don't know whether these things happened.
I think they happened. I am so excited about our new sponsor, Best Fiends. That's friends without the R. It's a mobile game with an epic story and challenging puzzles that engage your brain. You collect tons of cute characters that you use strategically for each level. So go try it now. I love this game. Download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. And you don't have to be a hardcore gamer to enjoy Best Fiends because I definitely am not. But anyone can play it. I tell you, at night, I'm always on my phone playing Best Fiends. This game is so much fun. It's so engaging. It's actually pretty good for your brain to exercise your brain. I'm on like level 67, so catch up, people. And for the first person this week who gets to level, I'll give you a break, 30 and sends a screenshot to the showman's Instagram, we will send you a hat and a koozie. So get to level 30 and screenshot us. Best Fiends has 100 million downloads globally, which makes total sense because it's awesome. And there's new levels every month. And it's a great game for when you travel. You can play on a plane, on the subway, on a boat, in the club, or in bed like me. Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Best Fiends is a 5-star rated mobile puzzle game on the Apple App Store and Google Play. Download free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Hey guys, it's Kelty Knight from the Lady Gang podcast. If you're into getting a very sassy, sexual, beautiful, inspiring, funny, oftentimes embarrassing, slightly anal podcast in your repertoire, subscribe to us, Lady Gang, on Podcast One, the Podcast One app. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Now back to Showmans with Kevin and Jenna.
So before we get to Tommy and Becca Tobin, our boss, Tommy Lank, I want to tell you about him, Kevin.
Please do. No, I did that. Sorry, I was eating. I swear I'm present.
Oh my gosh. Kevin, okay. I wanted to. Okay.
I found a bag of nuts.
I know. Wow. Mm-hmm. Ain't the first time you've. Uh-huh. Okay. All right, Kevin, before we get to Tommy Lang and Becca Tobin, which we all know who the wonderful Becca Tobin is.
Unfortunately.
Tommy Lang, can I read you his bio?
Go on.
Great. Tommy Lang is a singer, actor, playwright, and a comedian on Instagram. He's best known for starring as Andrew Wells in the television series Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And he was also an angel. He can also be seen in episodes of 6 Feet Under, one of my favorite shows, and How I Met Your Mother. And he was also on the Lifetime series Witches of Eastwick. And he was also on the final season of Transparent. He took over the role for Franz in the Broadway musical Rock of Ages in 2009 and produced and starred in the comedic play Tilda Swinton Answers an Ad on Craigslist in L.A., Edinburgh, and London in 2018.
It's Edinburgh, not Edinburgh. Oh, what are you, uncultured swine?
I only read what's on the page.
Hey, everybody. Okay. We're rolling.
Rolling. Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the dog show.
It's the Westminster dog show up on this bitch. Neither of these sluts are winning, by
you
the
know
way.
My dad
We're
said,
remaking Best in Show.
Randomly, my dad says what he watches most on TV is dog shows every weekend.
What?
He's like, every state has their own and stuff, so he watches like 5 hours of dog shows.
So he's Best in Show.
Wait, did you guys watch the Netflix series
27
like days
yes that
seven
one
7 days out
7 days out or whatever
yeah,
it is
yeah.
Yes,
the dog one.
I haven't seen the
I
dog
was
one.
Crying. Tom, you would like this. It is emotional. I was crying.
Just so you know, what did I spend from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. looking at last night? Well, I Googled how short is too short to cut my dog's nails. because I don't know, like, how do you do it? It's
do you
scary.
Drill it?
How
do you have the grinder?
I have one of those sanding thingies,
no.
But I'm scared. Anyway, so I clicked on a video that is the hottest veterinarian.
Ooh, oh, what's his name?
He's a hot veterinarian.
I bet I've seen
is it the guy that does all the morning shows?
I don't know, but
it's the hot vet.
Does he show up in scrubs?
Let me see.
He's my
hot vet.
Well, we don't have.
I thought you were
going to
be like, I saw this video of a dog and you hitting a vein when you cut the nail and it
spurted.
No, well, that's what I thought. That is petrifying.
Well, but
I love a hot vet.
That's why I just let my dog scratch everyone.
My friend's anesthesiologist, while she was giving birth, they said that he was the hottest thing ever. And that, like, she was like, my legs were spread and there's a baby coming out of my vagina and this was the hottest man next to me. She was like, even my husband was like,
she was like, I'm gushing while I'm delivering.
I think that in the medical field, the most attractive men are anesthesiologists. Those are the ones I've seen.
It's a smart fucking profession.
But they're the most f***ed up, right?
Yeah.
I think. Because they get like f***ed up, like high on their own supply.
I do know this really
like
hot,
Dirty John.
This
he
really
said he
hot
was an
girl who's an anesthesiologist.
First of all, Tommy, you've got a podcast.
Trash cast.
Can you sing us a little bit of your intro? It's so good. He wrote the song. It's,
of course,
please.
He did.
That's stupid. I made it in garage.
5, 6, 7, 8.
It's so good.
All around us, trash or treasure. Make your mind up. What's your pleasure? Trash. Oh, yes. It's the trash cast. Something like that.
beautiful.
Trash cast.
There's even a belt in it.
Of course.
And I was like, guys, I'm sorry. Don't listen to it. I have to redo it. It's too slow. And the the harmonies are off. They're in a minor key. I need it to be in a major key because I don't want it to sound scary. It needs to be inviting. Okay, so don't listen to it. Now I fixed it. It's fine.
It's so amazing. Like, within the Lady Gang Network, we've now launched like 5 podcasts, and I love seeing who gets hung up on what thing. It's so entertaining for me. We love it. Like, we've learned to speak up. Like, we like when people speak up because that's our whole gimmick is like,
speak up,
get asked what you want, squeaky wheel. So we love it when people have requests and want to go back to the drawing board, whatever it is. But we really love that your theme song
is your thing. Major,
that's,
minor.
I mean, of course, they played it out loud yesterday at a meeting and I'm like, They're gonna hate that.
Did they love it?
Everyone hates this song. And Alex, you know, she's just like, she's like a fierce.
Oh, yeah. She's, you can never tell what she's doing.
Business lady.
Feeling.
She doesn't like reveal.
She shows
and,
nothing.
And she was just like
nothing.
And I'm like, oh
she's
god, she's
my
she
favorite.
Hates it. And she's like, I love it. I'm like, oh. Because, like, why is that my go-to place? Like, you guys, I don't know.
Because we're
actors.
Really
fun, and you probably, everyone hates it. Everyone hates it.
Oh, well,
yeah,
God,
obviously.
Actors.
If no one else is going to hate it, we have to hate it first.
I have to hate myself enough to pass it along to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so Trash Cast.
And well,
tell us everything
so
about
good.
It.
Okay, well, here's the heart. Here's the one
log
sentence
line,
pitch.
Go.
Your elevator.
We're in an elevator.
I'm inviting friends and celebrities to come on, and I ask them to bring me two items. One, the hair is white as gold, the cow is yellow as milk. Meow, 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 meow. Sorry. Sondheim reference into the woods for you.
It's okay. Our listeners know that.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say. Definitely.
And it's like one of three musicals I've seen. So.
Jack, Jack, okay. Jack had an awesome. Why? Why did she have that voice when she was on Broadway? I don't know.
I don't know.
I asked people to bring two items, one that's a treasure and one that's trash, but like I have to decide which is trash. I have to figure it out. And but I asked them, you know, bring me something that you treasure that other people might mistake
for trash. Got it.
And it has been I've been stumped.
Yeah, you have to guess which one is which.
A couple times. I've been, taping a few. I got a few in the can, technical speak.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Becca's, jargon.
Becca's was very confusing because they both look like trash.
They did.
I won't say what they were.
Becca's the queen of trash.
I can't wait to hear this episode.
It's good.
Obviously, great. I'm going to have you guys on, and
I will bring all my trash
and your
for
garbage.
You.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like the totally unqualified Marie Kondo who's just doesn't care.
Dreamer.
Aren't you going to be auctioning off?
Oh yeah, then I make the people like really decide then and there if they want to get rid of it, and then I take it, and we're going to auction off for charity.
Oh, isn't that a good idea? Love it.
That's
love
my pitch.
It.
Mine's just going to be like Glee merch.
Oh yeah, it'll do well in an auction.
Oh yeah, get rid of it.
Because one
stuff
will be trash. One.
Speaking of,
don't worry, I've got stuff.
Speaking of,
okay.
Remember we got a wrap gift of a Glee bicycle?
No, that's what I'm trying to get rid of.
Same.
I shipped
it. A Glee full-sized bicycle.
Beacher bicycle.
Mine's
like
still in the
cruiser,
box.
Beach cruiser.
It is?
Yeah. I shipped it to my niece.
Do you not use
she's
a bicycle
five.
It says Glee season 6
it's
on it.
It's red and white.
Spray paint that sh-
Oh, no, also, I think it's.
I live on a mountain. I can't pedal. I'm terrible on a bicycle.
I don't
also.
Want that bike.
Okay, so you guys, I know your trash in advance. Just bring it and we'll auction it.
I know
your
trash. You bring the bicycle.
Who sends? Like, how do you mail that?
They had it. No, they had it for us in our trailer.
Yeah,
we had to carry them home.
Yeah.
Okay, so
we did
auction
have to
off,
bring
but you have to pick it up in Los Angeles.
Yeah, it has to be someone local.
I did ship it.
Or pay to ship it.
I paid to ship and for my niece.
How much was it?
It was like $100. It was it's fine.
So
it was worth it for my to go to my family, but you know.
Well, I'm like, one
know.
Day am I gonna ship. Be so mad that I don't have all this shit.
No.
No.
One box. You're allowed one box of memorabilia.
Yes.
You can't
you
fit
guys,
it in there.
I agree.
Get rid of it.
Do you know what I still have? This
what?
Is so embarrassing. I have every script.
Becca, I shred them all recently.
You
I
did?
I recently got
I
rid
saved
of all
covers
of them.
And I saved two of my favorites.
Oh,
here's what I'm here to tell you guys. You're a little closer to that show than
scripts.
I was. I'm a very many years away from Buffy. I just went through. I was at the Acme Studios where I have did some things with them, so they know me at the store, and the girl's a big Buffy fan, and I was like,
you brought her.
I'm going to surprise her. And I wrapped up a pile of scripts because I'm like, what am I doing with these?
Yeah, like, are we going to have a table
I
read?
I don't need it.
Yeah.
Get
Becca,
it out
Becca
of my
starts
life.
Hosting table reads for Glee scripts
Wait,
of Glee
be
episodes.
So sad.
What if we started doing that?
Of
that
the characters
be...
we played?
Yes. Oh my God.
I don't know. That's kind of sad. Is
that's
it sad?
Actually really funny.
Unless
get rid of those scripts.
It for a
get
podcast.
Rid of them.
We probably couldn't legally.
Yeah, you're right.
Get rid of them.
Get rid of them.
You don't need them.
Because somebody wants those.
But also, Telly can print them up for us if we ever need it.
Yeah, he has
I guess
them.
You're right.
They're online. All those scripts exist
the
online.
The paper shred is actually very therapeutic. Paper
but, like, there's something
paper
about,
shred,
but this is the script shred. That I use. And, like, I looked
I
through it, and it had, like, I'd circled my lines.
Yeah.
And
write,
I'm like, someone.
I saved two episodes.
Yeah, I did the same. I saved two. I saved my one big one and the last one. I also had sci-fi magazines I had been in. And I'm like, I don't
so many
need this.
I had, like, three copies of each magazine we were in.
What do we
like,
do? What are we supposed to do with that?
I, you know what? I yeah, trash.
When we
I'm bringing,
die,
I'm bringing in a magazine for you.
I was like, here, put it in
gross.
Between the scripts, and I'm giving it to that lady.
Yeah,
that's nice.
That's actually very nice. It's a good idea, Becca. You should start going into stores gifting Glee scripts.
They're like, hey, we didn't like Glee, and we didn't.
You're like,
we don't know who
this
you are.
Show?
I didn't ask for this.
What's this
it's
show?
Like, hey, you guys want 30 copies of the Madonna CD that we made?
Oh my god. Oh my god, I have the screeners on DVD
too. I have
too.
Boxes Becca, of CDs.
How much stuff do you have? This is why your house, you need such a big house because you
it's
keep
true,
everything. Do you keep all your homework assignments still?
Absolutely not. I mean... It's, I don't know.
Do you have high school memorabilia?
My mom does have some of that stuff at home.
I used to keep every program from every show I did, and I had multiple copies of each one. Aww. And then finally I went to my mom's house and I'm like, get rid of it! Who cares? There's a photo of me in the newspaper holding them all that I called the newspaper and had them write about me. So I don't need all those programs.
I used to print up lyrics to songs and keep binders full of lyrics.
That's what Kelty used to do. Kelty and Jack.
Oh, yeah. Like the the first Destiny's Child album. Like, I had everything.
Destiny's Child?
Oh, yeah.
Not
oh
what God, I was Kevin. Expecting.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Trash Cast. Everybody go listen to Trash Cast.
Yes,
and then
please. Like, share, and subscribe. And then,
yeah, subscribe.
Because we're all part of the Lady Gang family.
Yeah. This bitch is our boss.
Yeah, we have to support our mini mogul. I don't think you're a mini mogul anymore. I think
she's like just a mogul.
Miniature. Miniature.
Before we get back to Becca and Tommy, let's give a shout out to Purple, the world's most scientific mattress. It was designed by an actual rocket scientist, and it feels like you're sleeping in zero gravity. Right now, get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress when you text SHOWMANCE to 84888. That's SHOWMANCE to 84888. A good night's sleep is really important. Bad sleep can seriously affect your mood and productivity. Everybody knows that. So that's why you need a Purple mattress. Purple uses advanced sleep technology and lets you sleep nice and cool. There's a 100-night risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund, backed by a 10-year warranty with free shipping and returns and free in-home setup and old mattress removal. It doesn't get better. You're going to love Purple. Right now, Showman's listeners will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts they're offering site-wide. So just text Showman's to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text Showman's to 84888. That's Showman's to 84888. Message and data rates may apply.
When did you guys meet? 2009.
Was this Rock of Ages?
Rock of Ages.
Mm-hmm.
He came in to play
Franz.
To revive his...
To replace the man who replaced me?
Yeah.
Oh, because you did it in Vegas.
Yeah.
Here in LA.
He originated the role in LA.
Got it.
And then someone else did it for the opening, and then he came back.
And I never got as many laughs as he did in New York.
Who was
and the super
first?
Fans did
Wes
not
Taylor.
Like me.
Wesley,
yeah.
Kevin's not
Why are you
listening.
Looking at me?
No, he's not listening because his reaction was super delayed.
Sorry.
It was Wes Taylor.
I was thinking about him, what he just said about how he didn't get as many laughs and the like OG fans hated him. I was like, that's so f***ed up.
It's true. When I would go on for like the other girls, because I was the swing, which is essentially the understudy for all the ensemble girls, which is the most thankless job on the planet.
But you have to be very talented to do it.
You have to be smart and talented and amazing.
It's hard.
Literally, the swings are more talented than all the leads.
Usually, yes. But then I had to go on for this one girl, and there were these super fans, like really, really big fans of the show. And one of them went on the message boards, because this was before social media, really. I mean, I think there was like Twitter, but that's it. He went on the message board and complained that I didn't climb the stripper pole as high as Angel always climbs it. And then I... from that point on, hated that man so much, because I'm like, do you even understand how stressful that job is? Like, yes. I hate you.
Yeah.
And I was just back in New York seeing my friend in a show, and he was at the stage door. And
same person. Stop. They
make their rounds. And I was like, I am not going to say hello to that person.
Oh, my
because,
God.
Because, I mean, he sat front row of our show like 400 times.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is wrong with people?
It's like, I'm gonna see you, sir.
Yeah.
I'm going to see you in the front row.
I see you.
Yeah, a lot of fans
it's like
that.
I'm sorry. I know the tracks of four different characters.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Like, what are you doing?
Angel only has to climb a pole and barely sing.
In 6-inch platform
it.
Boot heels.
Yeah.
Knee-high boots. Like, everyone destroying the discs in their backs with every show that they're dancing in.
Yeah.
How long were you in the show together?
I did it for 6 months, and then I
got
my feelings hurt and left.
Got my feelings hurt and left.
Yeah. They wouldn't let me go do a movie for a week, so I was like, I'm out. I'll show them.
That's so rude.
I'm going home for unemployment. But I was always, since like I didn't know how New York politics for Broadway shows work. I was always shocked that the ensemble was treated so poorly. And I'm like, these, like, the two people that I hung out with most were you and Erica. And I'm like, obviously, these are the most talented people here.
Thank you.
And why are they not, why are you guys not playing the lead role? And then, you know, they'd replace the lead girl, and they wouldn't, I'm like, I didn't know how it worked.
They don't want to bump anybody up.
Yeah, they don't want to bump anybody up because they need you too much because you can dance and you can do all the things.
Exactly.
Where I'm like, yeah, but they also should be playing the lead role.
Exactly.
It made
me
angry.
Thank you so much.
So annoying.
I love your loyalty.
I just, it made me mad.
Thank you. I feel the same way about Glee.
Just
what?
Kidding.
Oh my god! I'm always very underutilized, in my opinion. Oh my god!
That's... You were.
I thought you were gonna be about your friends. Like, no, I should have been.
Not the lead. I don't know. It's okay. Lead. I get that same thing all the time. Majorly underutilized. I was like, what? I mean, like, I kind of felt that way, but then I didn't care enough to.
It's because we're not big enough dicks.
Yeah.
It's usually how it goes.
Yeah, I was a dick, and then I got an episode.
There you go, squeaky wheel.
Happens, exactly.
Gets the grease.
Well, you also
solo.
I never got greased.
Me either, babe.
You're the dick, and then you either get what you want or...
You get fired.
Yeah, like how come people... How come
it depends
some people,
how high up you are.
Yeah.
Like how come some people get away with having a Chelsea Handler attitude about everything? They're like, oh, that's... Yeah.
Because your name's on the show. Like some people, you got to be a big enough star.
You
got to
be like, you
got to
have enough leverage.
Yeah.
You got to have leverage.
You have to not care. You have to be willing to like, I don't care if I get fired, so I will do that.
Yeah. You have to be independently wealthy. There's like an air that about people who are independently wealthy who have literally nothing to lose. Wait, everything to, wait, no.
Nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.
No, yeah, nothing to lose.
Like there's a confidence there where they can complain and bitch and be
like
ungrateful.
Which is why we could not, because we needed that check.
I need it too much.
Right. I was like, I can't go back to spray tanning rich people on the Upper East Side. Yeah. I can't do that again. I can't. And I'm like, fine, I'll say two lines in the next seven episodes of this show. I don't care. Just pay me.
As long as the check clears.
Yeah.
Wait. When were you spray tanning?
Oh,
was that pre Rock of Ages?
I think that was post Rock of Ages because, I don't. Yeah, I think it was post Rock of Ages or like in the middle of it. I don't know.
Isn't that weird? Like you go from like, yeah, I made it. I'm on Broadway, or like I was on a show, like, or like the like my frustration of like the guest star life of like I did it, and now back to like how do you have a side hustle that you don't.
Have
deep shame.
Yeah, exactly.
Podcast.
We figured it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just, you made the model.
We made the model.
Thank God.
You're bringing us, you're like Oprah.
Oh my God.
You know, like one comes up, everybody comes up, nicest. You're just bringing up all your friends.
I'm trying.
Which is like what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And you're doing it.
And thank you.
So like basically.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Keep going.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God. We're going to start laughing at everything you say, even when it's not funny. Like you're
please,
that.
Please don't.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Oh my God, Becky, you're so funny.
People already do that.
No, luckily you're.
Yeah, they do.
They do?
At our live shows, here's what's so funny is like the difference between the audience that comes to a live show and just like the everyday crowd, like when I go speak on a panel somewhere, is so different.
Are they more drunk?
That's because they're already invested. They're excited
and
to
drunk.
See the thing they already like.
Yeah.
So that you get points for that and they're just laughing at everything.
I'm just jarring to people who don't know who I am.
That being said, I went to your show this past weekend.
Yes, he did.
And I was laughing my ass off.
Thank
and
you.
I am not kissing up. Because I would be the first to tell you, like, well, that was fun for the audience that already likes you. No,
right.
I was dying. It just was so fun. And the way you guys brought up your, well, I'm not giving it away yet.
Oh, yes. Well, you can. I mean,
like, you brought up your husbands.
Yeah, this will be after.
Husbands, you brought up
dads.
We were talking about
my God.
All the dicks in front
Tom
of your dad.
Mm-hmm. Our dads had to hold, we played a game with them, and their buzzer for the game was a purple dildo with a, like bells on it, so they had to like shake a dildo. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yay!
Also, and I genuinely learned
pays the bills.
Soon we're gonna have to do like a Lady Gang Network tour where we all go out on the road together.
Oh, yes.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. Debaucherous.
It would be
also fun. There's musical numbers really, and we can do full-ography.
I mean, we can.
Guys.
Yeah. She's true.
Yeah. All I want is to like create a place where I can sing and dance to whatever I want and make and force people to watch
me. I had this whole plan to open up for you guys.
I know.
And then here I am just hacking up a lung.
I know.
Oh my
God. That was sad.
I had a whole plan. I was going to convince Jenna to do a song with me.
I know.
Absolutely.
I was going to run through the crowd.
I would
next time.
Not.
We're next touring time. Again next year.
Get people excited. We're going to do it.
Should we put together a musical number?
Probably.
Because
can Brittany Parks choreograph it?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I already pitched to Kelty. I'm like, oh, hey, I want to do a full-length version of the Trash Cast theme song. And then you guys obviously have to be, we have to do like a music video.
Done.
Tommy, were you in the Buffy musical episode?
Can you believe it? No.
What?
And here is why.
How?
So I was there that season, but we got cast, I think that was the season 6 maybe, or I don't know. Anyway, they had written that episode and planned it sort of the summer before they went back into production in the fall.
Got it.
Oh. And we got cast in the fall for like a 10-episode arc.
Dang.
And so they sort of wrote that one that independently so it didn't have any effect on the plot
people
of that, whatever, so they could work on it.
Damn.
So I did not get to
That's upsetting.
Now.
That's really
They missed it.
Yeah, Angel never had a musical episode, did they?
No, I don't know, but they had a puppet episode where he got turned into a puppet.
Wait, we had a puppet episode.
We
all got turned into puppets, and we didn't even get to keep our puppets.
You know, we met some people at our live podcast who told us that
she bought it. Or no, she was going to buy it.
No, the puppeteer, they don't even have mine. They don't know where Tina is.
Because you stole it.
Well, no, she's probably in a ditch somewhere. Or like my.
Does it go back to like Henson? Or whoever does it? Henson.
So the person was trying to sell it for $5,000.
Yes,
yours at least.
Can I find one?
For $5,000.
Kevin's is 35 plus 15 for the wheelchair.
Can you Google it?
Like, mine's only 35.
Was yours in a wheelchair? No, I'm kidding. I made it up.
What do you look up?
I don't know.
Kitty Puppet Glee.
I feel like that's going to come with some porn.
That's your song. That's the song you're going to sing.
No, Kitty Puppet Glee. I feel like Tina's gone.
Wait, this is the first image. Look how cute my puppet.
Was.
Look at that big
mouth.
She's
like a little cross-eyed, but so was I.
How do we get our puppets?
You have to pay for them.
But where do I can't even find them
She's
to buy.
She's in her different outfits. This is
if
her
If you
outfit.
Just Instagram it, somebody will send you a link.
Oh, look, there's us, Becca.
Where?
Oh my
gosh.
Our
little puppets.
That was such a random
weird
thing
episode.
We did.
We can find.
But I loved it.
But it was fun.
The puppets?
Yes.
I think I was the only one who did not.
Well, then we had to do What the Fox Say, which we all lost our minds.
Yeah, that wasn't great.
I hated that episode. Okay.
Did you puppeteer your own?
Yes.
Puppet?
But we were in like Avenue Q where it was like real good. It was just like a wire and a hand and a butt.
A hand and a butt.
I mean, it sounds like a Saturday
night
to me.
Sounds like the normal episode.
A wire and a hand in the butt. That's the title of this episode.
No more wire or
a wire, hand in the
butt.
A wire and a hand in the butt.
Hands in a
no
butt.
No more wire hangers. I was trying to
hands
do a reference.
Hands in the butt.
Before we keep going, let's give a shout out to Ship. That's S-H-I-P, the dating app that lets you swipe for your friends because Jen and I love playing Matchmaker. We downloaded Ship and have been using it to find dates for a few of our friends. And now even our amazing producer, Steve, is on Ship. So find him, date him, love him, and marry him, just like we already all want to. Aww. Ship is a genius idea because we get to live vicariously through the people around us. So download Ship, that's S-H-I-P. Search for Ship Dating in the App Store and start swiping today. If you're single, you invite a group of friends to join your crew. Those friends can help you find matches. And let me tell you, sometimes when you're too in it, you need other people to help you. If you're not single, you can still join and help your friends out, just like me and Jenna. You do not need to make a profile, just join your friend's crew and start swiping. One of the best parts of the group is the group chat feature. It's incredible. You can skim through profiles and strategize how to start the conversation to help your friends find just the right match. I wish I was using this back when I wasn't single. Finding a date is more fun if you do it with friends. So download Ship, the dating app that lets you swipe with friends. That's S-H-I-P. Search for Ship Dating in the App Store and start swiping today.
Happy October, everyone!
It's Kevin
and Jenna
from Showmance.
And this Halloween, we have a very special spooky episode in store for you.
We're doing a deep dive into a paranormal true crime classic, The Amityville Horror Story.
We'll discuss the controversy, the spooky hauntings, the families involved.
And we'll even share a few paranormal stories of our own.
Don't miss a Showman's Halloween, The Amityville Horror Story.
This month on the Lady Gang Network and Podcast One.
Okay, so I have a question for you, Tommy.
Yeah.
Because we've all heard from Becca. No, just kidding.
What did she say about me?
I have a question about, so you are a writer, you're a singer, you've been on Broadway, you're an actor.
He does it all.
When did this Instagram fashion?
God, isn't it gross to like hear about yourself?
Yeah.
It happened like 3 years ago. And I said I would keep doing it until it turned into a show. Technically, this trash cast is the show, so I can stop.
Keep going.
Doing it.
Keep going.
Well, if it led to this.
For people who don't know, you have to go to Tommy's Instagram.
Or I can lean into it and use it to promote the podcast. Yeah, I did it purely just as a joke to myself. I didn't have that many followers on Instagram. And then a couple people reposted it, and it took off. And it's just a big life lesson. Like, oh, really? The thing I wasn't trying at is a thing that really took off.
And when which look took off?
Amen.
I think
it was the one who propelled you into stardom.
Well, I think it might have been like Sarah Michelle Gellar reposted just a square of all the looks I'd done from the first thing I was doing, which is the 2016 Met Gala. And I think that's kind of what started it. And I'd done a little video with Eliza Dushku, and she posted that. And then it just, like, it started
trickling out.
Where did the idea come from, though? Gifted. Where did it come from?
Well, I saw all these like space themed outfits, and the year before at Halloween, I had dressed up. I'd done a conceptual costume as the movie. What's the one with Sandra Bullock? Gravity. And I wore a black sweatsuit, and I poked holes in it, and I put little twinkle lights through it with a battery pack, and then I found an astronaut Barbie doll, and then I sewed a little space shuttle, and I put pumpkin lights in it so that I would have flashing fire engine at the back, and then I tied her on a rope, and then I would swing her around yelling gravity. And so I,
as I said, naturally gifted.
And
who thinks of this?
I don't.
You don't
I
even
don't
smoke weed.
I'm so weird. And I was like, wait, this is. I basically did this last Halloween, and I'm like, okay, well, I can do this. And I had some silver Mylar security blankets, and I just put that on and said, hey, this is everyone at the Met Gala right now. And then people laughed. I'm like, oh, hey, maybe I should do more of this. And then it just...
Yeah, but that wouldn't happen if you weren't, like, actually good and funny.
Yeah.
I'm very...
Creative.
Creative.
Sometimes you got to give yourself the outlet.
There you go, babe.
And then other people flock to you.
Yeah.
Well, and here is what I have learned from doing this the past 3 years is that it's a great way... It became a great tool by, like, posting a few times a week. I was giving myself a creative assignment. Barf. But, like, from that, like... It's just sort of like the same way people have like a writing journal. Like if you force yourself to write every day, that's not necessarily the thing that becomes your TV show or whatever. But like it's just...
It's the universal bank of energy.
It gets the juice going.
Gravity!
What did you just say?
I have a theory.
Give it to us.
Well, it's in the book, so I don't want to spoil it. Just kidding. No, I'll tell you. So every morning when we would wake up at like 8 a.m., no, 7 a.m. to go stand in line outside of New York City for an audition that you may or may not get seen for because it's union and you're non-union, like the beginning of your career.
Nightmare.
And still today, painful and heartbreaking.
Yes.
And you're just heartbreak after heartbreak. And you're like, I am exerting so much energy, time, money, like it feels like it's all going into this like black hole, and you never have, occasionally you have like a little bit of a payout, but then I started to convince myself that like that thing where like if you write every day, it's not necessarily like the TV show that's going to happen. It's like the universe, you're telling it, I'm making my big investment, I'm taking the time, I'm showing you that I'm working for this thing, and then eventually your bank account gets so full in the universal bank of energy that it gives you a big payout.
You are wearing a muumuu right now, and this is important. You have fully become a lady of the canyon. I know you have moved away from Laurel Canyon,
psycho.
But you are a full-on
psycho.
You're a Joni Mitchell, sage, wise woman.
I am. This there, is
a burst of sage.
You have to think this way. You have to think this way. Otherwise, it's like you think you're wasting your time. And the biggest like downfall, pitfall of trying to like achieve something is thinking that you're wasting your time.
Right.
That's
just because there's no immediate result.
If anything, it shifts your mentality.
Yeah.
So if you're writing something every day or doing your Instagram videos or going on auditions, but
working
shifting
towards the goal,
your perspective of it,
yeah,
then it's like when some other random weird opportunity comes up, your
it's
mind is already in
of all
the right
that
to
yes.
Take
well,
advantage
I sure
of
hope
it.
My payout's big and it's coming.
It's going to be great. Like
I've
probably
a moderately sized payout.
Moderate. I mean, I've probably gone to 3,000 auditions that I have not gotten the job. Like you have to have that attitude.
In the last year,
probably this week. But like you have to have that attitude, or you'll stop doing it, or like you'll bring in this like up weird energy in the room where you're like, oh, this is a waste of time.
And you're just angry at everything and everyone.
Bitter.
All the time.
You know when you're in line for a gay bar and the bouncer says to you like, oh, are you an actor?
What's a line?
I thought you would. Oh, how dare you both? How dare both of you? I knew it. I set you up for that though. No, like occasionally like a hot person will be like, oh yeah, I want to be an actor. I want to do that. Ugh. I want to do that. And my thing that I always say to them is like, Then do it. Well, I gotta start going to class. I'm like, no, just start doing it. That's how you just do it.
Just do it.
And by
Nike,
just do it.
They were onto something.
And like, if you have something, like if I don't know, if the audition is a thing that you're trying to make happen, like you have no control over that.
None.
So like,
right.
When you have something to be doing creatively, that becomes a thing, and right, goes into the Universal Bank account, and like you're doing your podcast, and then it turns it into a show, you know, and now you have an empire, and like I don't know, were you planning that when you started it
out? So
you have
to take control of what you can take control of.
You take control of what you can, and what you can't, you continue to work hard at, and just know that like
it's part
it's
of
not
the payout.
Instant gratification.
Ooh, dish.
But
well,
what
dished.
If you've taken out a billion loans?
You're going to pay off that loan so soon.
That was Steve's question, by the way.
A billion loans.
What if you're like highly into credit card debt?
Okay, wait.
Then
sorry,
it's time to get a job.
Okay.
Well. A real one.
Okay, time to give it to us.
Okay, so I, on Monday, was a reader at an audition. So I was the person.
I love being readers.
I've never been
a reader.
Give
me the scoop.
Kevin, it's my favorite thing in the world.
It is. It is eye-opening. It was for a drama. I heard so many things I should not have heard. And they're like, you signed an NDA, so it's fine. I'm like,
no,
I didn't. No one. Okay. But I won't say specifics, but I will say the things I thought we were in a time, like, and they're
living in a time.
And living in a time where, like, we could no longer, like, talk about people and objectify them or say they're, like, they're not hot enough or whatever. And I thought the people on the other side were clearly people who are not that themselves.
Not hot?
Not hot, but, like, they're normal people, like me. They're not models. And they're of all shape, sizes, and ethnicity and whatever. And it's like, we, the people who were bullied, were clearly the first to bully. Like, they, you know, they said things about people as they left the room, and it was like,
what was the meanest thing you heard?
Oh, God, I don't know if I should say it.
Say it.
Can you give us, like, a summary of what it was?
I'll just say, they, like, to me, the best actor, he came into the room and he was good, gorgeous, amazing actor, was so connected. And I was like, I would fucking, bleep that. I would hire him in a second. He left the room and I knew exactly what they were going to say after he left. And they were like, such a great actor, but you know, it's got womanly hips.
What?
And they're like, yeah.
I understand that.
He was, and you know, this is to play the sexy lead of the show, so I get it.
They're being very picky.
They're being picky, but to me, I'm like, you see an actor that good, you change the part for them.
Or just shoot him in a tight shot.
Or like,
hire him a trainer.
Or at least bring him back and give him a couple notes.
Tell him to wear more.
Tell him to, like, get him a trainer.
Dress him right.
Well.
But, you know, and so it's like, it was a great lesson because you are under so much scrutiny that you have no idea about.
Oh, yeah.
You have no, they're also testing you with questions that, like, you know, you don't know what's a test and what's not.
Right.
Therefore, who cares? Because you have no control over any of that.
That's true.
Like, people, they were, like, severely pissed off that someone was late until he came in and nailed it, and then they were talking about him and like never mentioned that he was late again. So just like never be late to an audition, But also be late if you want and nail it.
But also, like, don't have womanly hips.
But also have womanly hips and book This Is Us, You know, and be the guy on that show.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Just, like, there, you cannot control any of it.
So I hate it.
You can be the best actor that day, but no.
Yeah.
The way your hips move, just not going to cut it for us.
So.
It's a bummer.
And I saw.
You learn a lot as a reader, though.
Don't wear full costume to the audition.
No.
I couldn't believe they did not mention when people had emblazoned their character's name onto the outfit that slated as the character.
No. See, I knew that,
some of the people were young in their early 20s.
Can I tell the listeners who don't know what this is, like slating? Okay. So, for rule number one in an audition, you hint at what they're looking for. If it says you're a cowgirl, please don't come in with a cowgirl hat.
Yeah. Wear jeans.
Wear some jeans.
And maybe some cowboy boots.
Maybe.
At a commercial audition, yes, because everyone will be doing this.
Film and TV. A
nod to the character.
No cosplay, please.
And a slate is when, before or after you finish reading the scene, you stand there and you say your real name. Becca Tobin, and usually your height.
You lie about your height.
Yes. Becca Tobin, 5'9". And then that's it. But you tell me somebody stood in front of the camera.
Yes, what was your character name on Glee?
Kitty Wilde.
So imagine you came into audition for Glee, and you're like, they're like, hi, please say your name and your height. Hi, it's me, Kitty, and I am 5'9". Like, so much
that's
energy.
Weird.
But
that's
also,
weird.
Like, maybe they thought, like, yeah, he wants it. Because other people came in and were not able
in it enough.
Didn't like say they would do the thing that they wanted, and they're like, nope. That'll just be difficult on set. You know?
Weird.
I had dinner with Jared Harris, who was on Chernobyl and he was on The Crown last
Very
night.
Good.
Had a group dinner and he has directed some episodes of television, and he was saying the same thing. Like, you don't like never say when you mention like, oh, I know so and so or whatever, like, you never know who what that relationship is to the person in charge.
Never talk shit.
And basically he said, because you know when they said when you go into an audition, they say, blah blah blah, oh, do you have any questions? That is a leading question. They do not mean
it. It's a test.
Because as soon as you ask a question,
they don't want to answer it.
They're just trying to make you like comfortable. They're just saying like, hey, how are you? Welcome. Like, that's their way of saying it.
What was the craziest thing someone answered when they said, do you have a question?
They actually didn't. At this audition, nobody had a question, but they were all fully memorized, which I was like, last 10 years. Oops.
No.
But also, some of them weren't holding the script, and that made me nervous. Because
they say you should always hold the script.
Because otherwise,
I never do.
Lower the bar.
Hold it.
Kevin then I'm like, never holds the script.
Because
then they think, lower then the they bar. Think, oh, that's yeah, the performance.
Yeah, think, low expectations equals high.
So they expect, outcome. Like, oh, you better be f-ing great if you're not.
And also, it's like, oh, that's your final performance, and you have nowhere to go from there.
Right.
It's exactly. Because if I have it, I look down on it, and then I know I can just look down on it, and so then I'm always. Only
I can't.
Down
I can't oh, I hold do both. It. I hold it.
I hold
but
it, but
I never
look
at it.
Yeah, exactly.
I hold it, and I look at my lines while the other person's talking.
Well, sometimes. It looks like you're reacting.
Sometimes.
I will listen to any actors listening, and to all of us here in the room. I would say the hardest thing that people had a time with was when they were asked to do the scene again. And they were given an adjustment and some direction from the director or the showrunner. I say 95% of the people that came in were unable
to take direction.
To take the direction and do something. They did the exact same thing. And so my point with the, like, everyone was fully memorized, not holding the script. It's like...
Ingrained.
That one way you practiced it.
Right.
And that's why I just prefer to do a cold read of everything, because then I'm not invested emotionally, spiritually. And when they say, like, oh, do it like this, I can
flip
quickly
it
just, like, sure. And even me as the reader, I was... taking that direction, like, oh, hey, make it faster, pick up the pace, do that. I would do that and in hopes that they would feel it and I would help them, and they
didn't deserve it.
A lot of people can't take direction.
That's my favorite thing.
In their life, too. Yeah, it's my favorite
also,
thing, too.
Also, even if you just do it differently, that's all you need.
Yeah, it's true. I had questions. I went in. I was so excited to actually have a question, because when do you ever have a question?
Yeah, never.
And I had a question, and they didn't ask. And then I was, like, so thrown that they were like, and we're rolling. And I was like, God damn it. And just it was ruined. And from that moment on, I was like, see you later.
Also,
thanks so much.
I won't hear from you.
Emmy Award nominated actor Jared said that he, when people come in and like start to talk about the scene in a really smart way, and like it's clear that they understood, like, oh, they got that. And she's like, yeah, and in the scene, this person's doing this, right? And you sort of like provide a roadmap of what you're about to do. If you don't... then
achieve
do that in like the most amazing way, you've just sold yourself out of the job. So like just like go in, and if you want to talk, don't,
can you stop helping actors that we're auditioning with against?
I went in a couple weeks ago.
Deep shame on my side.
I went into this for this like comedy show, and I was like, oh, this is actually pretty right for me.
Yeah,
this should be fun. And I go in, it's like the nicest casting director in the entire world, and I do it, and she's like, thank you for getting the jokes.
Oh,
I was like, what?
Kidding.
She's like, I didn't get it, but she was like, she's like, thank you for like understanding what this is about. I'm like, are you
that
serious?
Happens.
I was like, are you serious? She's like, oh, you'd be surprised. But then I was like, don't bring me into this, like, you're on the inside with me.
And not give
and
me
then
not, book
not
me.
Call me back.
I know.
That's the worst.
But she was so nice, I can't ever be mad at her.
I know. I wonder if it's the same one that's so nice to me.
Me too.
Don't you wish there was Yelp for casting?
Yes.
Oh my God,
there could be, right?
But also,
no,
that would be
then we would get
so many crazy
we'd
people
never be
on
hired.
There just being like, hey, man, they're a jerk.
Well, actors shouldn't be trusted to write reviews on
That's true.
That's true. What? I have a really great... Hold on. I know you're...
Did I make us talk too much about acting
no.
and complaining like about
I have
auditions
a really
and
messed
stuff?
Up story.
I'm sorry.
Do you
we also,
hear
like,
it?
We'll yes, cut whatever.
Great. Feel free to cut just anything. Free space. I'm not attached to anything, so cut it.
Great.
So this is a messed up story. We can cut this, but I just want to share it just to see your reactions.
Yes, please.
A friend of mine, it wasn't me.
Sure.
Went into this audition for this thing. It's one of those places where you have to like create an account to go into auditions.
Yes, I've been
and
there.
They send you a tape after.
Oh,
like
I hate this place. I hate them.
Wait, they send you your tape of your audition?
I think it's the shadiest business.
They send you your tape after you audition?
I love
only
this.
If you pay a subscription or a fee.
I love this.
So my friend, I think his like agent or manager had paid for the subscription, and he got the tape back.
But did he hear the feedback on the tape?
Mm-hmm.
What'd they say?
And the director, as soon as he left the room, goes, he was good. Well, I'd rather f*** him, though. And never heard back.
I'm out. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Bye.
I hate this business.
And they told me that, and I was like, who is it? I will go murder them. Who? I was horrified. Yeah.
My heart is pale.
Oh, yeah.
I am livid. Did they report it to SAG?
No.
Or?
No.
You gotta report it.
Because they were new, and they probably thought that was normal.
Wow. I'd be flattered as
me, I was like, no one ever says that about me.
I would absolutely love it if I heard that.
Are you kidding me? I'd have been like, God. I don't need the job. Thank you.
I'd been like, that was better than getting the job.
You're like, booked it.
But
in my mind.
But he was good. Like,
ew.
They have to be careful.
Oh,
I want to go to this casting place and get my tape back.
I would. Well, I mean, I'm totally willing to. I would take the blame. I really want to name this place because I've already on social media. I've already said how much I think this is the worst place. Are they still in business?
I have no idea. I haven't been there in ages.
Well, because it's like a subscription based thing. They pay you pay them and then they release your tape. Yeah, it's like
it's also the sad part about it is that it's free for the people to use the space.
Yes,
for their audition. And there's a lot of like sort of non-union and like independent films use this facility.
Yeah,
it may or may not be by Target somewhere in Los Angeles.
Yes, that's the place.
And and I don't know if they're still using that business model, but it's free for the casting people. Therefore, that's why they use it. But I fell for it one time, and I wanted to see what the feedback was, but I think at that time they would just give you like notes on your audition. They weren't giving full like vocal
livid.
That's wild. Livid.
Like, but just cut that.
Love it. All right. Well, we'll cut that. I mean, we won't maybe, but we'll cut. Okay, great.
It was that person's audition.
Oh,
I knew it.
Yeah,
I knew it. Okay,
told me that when we first met, and I was like,
that's amazing.
You know what? This place might not. We'll look it up because it might not be in business still.
Well, good. It shouldn't be. And then, you know, there we go.
Also, too much complaining actor talk can ruin a podcast. I'm sorry.
Okay, no.
I'm sorry.
We have so much
good
stuff.
I think it's good. No, we never talk about this.
And people want acting advice all the time, so this is good.
You need to know the realities of what you're getting into.
It sucks.
Don't have feelings. Be self-sustaining at all times. Create your own work. Never need the job. Just be happy.
Be independently wealthy.
Be happy to be there just doing the performance for you, yourself, that day. That's all my advice.
And the Center Energy Bank.
An energy bank.
Universal
energy bank.
The central bank of the universe.
And do not age past 35.
Boom.
Okay.
Find a good doctor.
Y'all have to go now. We're going to post something video for you. This is an extension of the episode onto video on YouTube. So go check it out.
Yep.
And thanks, you guys.
Is the episode over?
Well, not in video form. Okay, thanks for coming, you guys.
Bye.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey. Sorry.
See ya.
Well, don't forget to go to YouTube and search Showmance for the video of Tommy dressing himself in trash today.
As Jenna Ushkowitz.
With the help of the lovely Becca Tobin.
And thank you to Becca and Tommy for coming on the show today. Yeah. And don't forget to tune in next week because it's a very special episode. Very spooky. And scary.
And thank you guys so much for listening. Again, we can't do this without you and our amazing sponsors and the Lady Gang and Podcast One. So really, really grateful.
Thank you for 4 million downloads.
Oh my gosh. Crazy.
We love you guys.
We have some really fun episodes coming up. So tune in, subscribe, and we'll see you later.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Showmance with us. And get new episodes every Thursday on PodcastOne.com, Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts. And follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Jenna Ushkowitz.
Follow me on Instagram at Kevin McHale and on Twitter at Druidude. And make sure to subscribe to the show and leave us a nice rating and a 5-star review, of course. And spread the word.
See you next week.
Bye.
Were you protecting us? Do you want to come up?
Oh, he's a cute boy.
Okay. It sounds like the inside of my stomach.
Bear!
Good job,
Yay!
Bear.
Oh. It was really funny.